The following is the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is 1st Lieutenant Travis M. Aiden, 095791 USMCR. Pilot and Special Services Officer attached to VMA 121, MAG 12, Chulai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Chulai, Republic of Vietnam on 23 March 1968. The subject of this interview is helicopter escort and close air support mission in support of Op Plan 368, occurring on 20 March 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
This is 1st Lieutenant Aiden, TM 095791, USMCR. This pertains to the resupply missions up at the Quezon area on hills, 881 South, 861, and 558, also 950. The flag comes out the day before and has the... Flag comes out there for the schedule of resupply and the pilots and aircraft and ordnance are assigned. And when the resupply is first started, everybody would brief in the Marine Aircraft Group 12's briefing room. But after everybody had flown a few missions up there, they all started briefing in their respective squadrons' ready rooms. They would come down and the squadrons would have assigned ordnance to carry, assigned times to hit assigned areas, and so forth. We would have a TACA airborne, usually a TA-4, and the ordnance those would be rockets, bombs, napalm, smoke, and sometimes CS gas. They would all rendezvous overhead Quezon at H-15. And usually first the bombs and napalm would be calling the general area. And they would drop. And then the smoke would come in, or CS gas, whichever they were using. And all this time, the choppers would be rendezvousing also below us. And then after the bomber napes had dropped the ordnance and the smoke had been dropped, the choppers would start making their resupplies, and at this time the rocket birds would come in and hit their general areas for flak suppression or small arms fire, 50 cal, whatever they had. And sometimes it would go good because the visibility was good, and other times it would go bad. It's just one of those things. And then one day we even had a flight of four F-4s come through. Nobody knew about it, and they were dropping smoke for about 6 miles. It looked pretty good, but sometimes it also could also hurt because then it wiped out the targets we were supposed to be shooting at. I think one of the lessons learned should be that it could be a little closer coordination with other airstrikes going on, because there have been Air Force F-4 airstrikes going on, F-100 airstrikes going on, arc lights going on, everything in the world going on when we have a specified time to hit the area. We even had people almost knocked out of the sky by an arc light, and within bombs flying within 200 meters of the airplane. And that's one of the biggest things up there is the coordination of airstrikes when we were flying the resupply missions. Maybe another lesson learned would be maybe change some of the areas to be hit and also the running headings, because every time I've ever been up there, we always hit the same general areas, the same running headings, the same pullouts, just the same everything. The helicopter's coming from the same direction every time. The only thing really different is probably the smoke, and it's usually dropped one side of the hill or the other. It's a 50-50 chance there, depending on where the wind's from. But all I think the most lesson learned would be the coordination of other airstrikes in the area while this resupply is going on.